My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Absolute carnage at the British today. Tiger Woods shoots a 6-over to finish at 14-over. He will miss the cut. Rory McIlroy shoots a 6-over to finish at 13-over. He will miss the cut. I'm looking at some of these numbers. With the weather is what it is. I mean, brutal. +7, +5, +5, +5, +4, +4, +7, +4, +4, +5, +7, +9. Here's a +10. Jesper Svensson was 10 over. Tiger will not make the weekend, unfortunately. However, he will be here next week. Tony Paul tweeted out, it has been confirmed, no surprise, that Tiger Woods will be at Oakland Hills to watch his son Charlie compete in the U.S. Junior Amateur starting Monday. Tiger's scheduled to travel directly from the British Open to Detroit whenever his time at Troon ends. His time at Troon has ended. Look for Tiger Woods around Metro Detroit.
Well, hopefully he can get a flight in.
Yeah, right, with the stop. Yeah, my guess is he's got the PJ.
Yeah, I think so. But you still need, though, you know, they still need to track your, you know, flight and all that stuff. So, but he'll get here. Things are starting to get better already, right, Doug? I think I'm hearing from our brother station.
Yes. If you didn't hear, the shutdown of almost everything due to a Microsoft and CrowdStrike outage, leading to worldwide delays of flights and border crossings. There's been problems at banks and hospitals. Even betting websites. Well, having problems laying bets today. But do you, would you go watch just to see Tiger watch golf?
Doug, I don't want to sound like a total creep, but yes. I mean, he's Tiger Woods, man. I've never been around Tiger Woods. I'm not really, you know, concerned about his son, how he does in his career so far. As he gets, you know, older and better, I might, but right now he's just, you know, a young kid trying to make it. Tiger Woods, he's someone who's he's goated, right? He's one of the all-time greats, if not the best. He is such an icon. He's one of those people for me in like my Mount Rushmores of just to want to be around and be in the presence of. Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm not going to wait in line for days and fight through crowds, but if you're asking, I could have pretty easy access and I can just kind of be around Tiger, yeah.
It's so weird. Like, I know, think it's going to help, and I'm not calling you weird.
No, I'm weird.
I think you're... Well, but people are going to go, right? More people will go watch Tiger watch golf. More people will be at this event because Tiger is there watching golf, which is kind of amusing. And I get it. I mean, he's Tiger Woods. Chance to see Tiger Woods. But he's not playing. I have more interest in his son than I do LeBron's son.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like in golf, you kind of have to earn everything you get, right?
I mean, definitely, you know.
I mean, basketball, it's not like Bronny's going to just be given a start.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? You mean in a start in an NBA game? He could theoretically, though.
He could, I
guess. He doesn't have to earn anything. They could just let him start or play or make the team.
Yeah.
In golf, I mean, you got to, your score is your score.
Yeah, but you can get given exemptions.
But yeah, other than the exemption, right? Like, but what are those exemptions?
Well, they could, to sell tickets, they could let Charlie Woods in.
That would be giving him something.
Yep. But anyway, Tiger will be out at Oakland Hills for the U.S. Amateur next week. Charlie Woods competing. Okay, so we get to this, AJ Hinch on with the Jays in the morning, John and Jim with Heather, and talked about a variety of things. And, you know, I've mentioned how great Cole Keith has been of late. Here's what AJ Hinch had to say about the way he's playing. There is AJ Hinch talking about Cole Keith. And yeah, I mean, if nothing else, and if this season goes down as being a forgettable one, the one thing that it might be is the arrival of a very good hitter for Detroit. It's early to say that. I mean, I remember a good half month from Eric Munson back in the day. So you can't get too fired up about it, but expectations were high for this guy, reading his scouting report, coming out of high school as, you know, just one of these athletes that if he figures it out can be exceptionally good. And at 22 years old, I don't know where he fits in the long range plan, second, first, third, what position he will play. But you start thinking about being able to pen him in, hopefully for the next decade. So more from AJ Hinch. How do you deal with all the Scooble trade talk? Do you have any thoughts on the rumors that are out there? Here's what the Tiger manager told the morning show. We'll get to that answer coming up in a second. As far as Scooble's concerned, look, the Flaherty, I still think, likely gets moved. A lot of it has to do with healthy starts the next couple of days, but the next couple of outings, starting tonight in Toronto. But in the case of Scooble, you know, the trade talk is interesting. The trade talk feels like it's unwelcomed by some, but also making sure that you can't get a Herschel Walker type trade, which is cited forever as the trade of all trades to set up a team for the future. Which, by the way, was for players, but they came with stipulations. If the players didn't make the team, they converted into draft picks, which was Dallas's plan all along. They cut a bunch of guys, and they got a whole bunch of Minnesota draft picks, which they then smartly used and helped populate their roster with great players. But in the case of Scooble, I don't suspect he's going to get traded. And I envision a future where Scooble and Jobe are to the modern Tigers what Verlander and Scherzer were. And hopefully they can have similar success. What a 1-2 punch that could be. And Jackson Jobe, who had some injury concerns earlier in the year, seems to be healthy now and back out having dominant starts. And if you get down the internet wormhole watching Jackson Jobe highlights, man, it is it's pretty encouraging when you see how nasty his stuff is. All right, more from AJ Hinch. You heard the question there. Will you talk to Scott Harris about buying? Here's what AJ said. All right, there it is. What happened there?
These callers are running long today.
Just keep winning. Just keep doing your job, and we'll see. It would be awesome for this team to have the unexpected turnaround. To be able to find a way to just keep winning. And if nothing else, to drive harder bargains at the trade deadline. To make teams have to up the ante that much more. So that when they do sell, and I'm still in the strong sell camp for the reasons I've stated already, but the more they win, the more they can ask. Because you're basically saying we're giving up on the season. And teams don't want to do that if they can avoid it. 248-539-9797. All right. Something pretty cool you could do in Michigan. Saw this in the Free Press today. I want to run it past you. Have you ever done this? We will get to that today at 12:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.